Well, next up, we're going to stay in the open ocean, but venture a little deeper down into the permanent dark of the Midnight Zone. I went along to the Natural History Museum in London to find out about a fish that puts on a rather stunning display.
My name is James McLean, and I work as a curator at the Natural History Museum in London. And I've seen many, many weird and wonderful fish, but one of my favourites is a thing called the stoplight loose jaw, which is a deep sea fish, and it has some very unusual abilities. It's found all around the world in all the main oceans, Pacific and the Atlantic. And it, like many of the fish that live at depths like that, is capable of producing light. It has two different lights on its head, just behind one behind its eye and one a bit further down its jaw. And one of these is blue, which is not unusual. A lot of the fish and other organisms at that depth use blue light because it travels quite far through the water. It travels further than any other kind of light. But the really unusual thing about the stoplight loose jaw is it also has a red light, and it's one of only three kinds of fish that can do this. And the unusual thing about it is that hardly anything else can see it. Everything's eyes are tuned to blue light. So the red light that's produced by the stoplight loose jaw is pretty much invisible. So it has its own private wavelength of light. And we're still not totally sure what it uses it for. It could use it as a torch to sort of shine ahead of it as it's sort of swimming around looking for prey. Or it could even use it to communicate with other stoplight loose jaws. And, of course, everything else would be oblivious. The thing I really like about it is just its fearsome appearance. I can remember as a small boy seeing pictures of deep-sea fish like the stoplight loose jaw in books and just thinking, well, these maybe huge monsters living in the bottom of the sea, and only recently I found out that they're, you know, pretty tiny compared to a lot of the other things that people know about, like sharks and things. Yeah, they're fairly small. But, yeah, they look like nightmarish creatures. They have these big, huge fangs and very weird looking. So I think that's one of the things that appeals to me about it. And I quite like the mystery of it as well, the way that although we can make educated guesses about what it's doing with its lights, we're not 100% sure, we may never be, because it's very, very hard to go down to that depth and watch these things behaving naturally. So it could be doing things with its lights that we just would never have dreamt of.
James McLean there, giving us the lowdown on the stoplight loose jaw and our second Critter of Christmas.